The Secretary of Defense says Syracuse University's Veterans and Military Families program is doing work not being replicated anywhere else in the country. WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports on Ashton Carter's visit to Syracuse University yesterday.
A visit to Syracuse University and its Institute for Veterans and Military Families was the final stop on Secretary Carter's first domestic trip since taking over the Defense Department in February. He told a crowd of students and young military members that the IVMF is doing incredible, path-breaking work. The defense secretary says the DOD has developed a transition plan for military members that's pretty good now.
It's certainly the best that we've been able to think of. We work really hard at it. We're very committed to it.
Carter says it's best for armed service members to start thinking about their future while they're still in the military. He concedes the military can no longer offer young people a fixed and factory-like conveyor belt career and still be appealing. Mike Haney runs the IVMF. He says they're always rethinking their supportive services for transitioning because of the changes in the military itself.
They have to be aligned with the demographic that's represented by those transitioning, and also the aspirations and post-service goals that those folks have.
The Institute recently launched a program along with the Defense Department called Onward for Opportunity. Haney says he hopes that program will complement other transitioning efforts within the government. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.